Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you are listening throughout the world. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I am, of course, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports since March 21st, 2011. And also, thank you for supporting and listening to my new podcast, Image Mechanisms, which you can find at blogtalkradio.com, Image Mechanism, I-M-A-G-E-M-E-C-H-A-N-I-Z-M-Z. The show had been broadcasted on Tuesdays. Last night, I missed broadcasting last night, so has been rescheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time also. So I thank you. It's a continuation, just like today's continuation. Topic is continuing from the last time we broadcast. Did not broadcast last Wednesday. This episode was scheduled to broadcast last Wednesday on the 25th, but it is part two of the subject matter of making it work, making romantic relationships work, you know, exclusive relationships, marriages, open marriages and relationships. That's a whole other topic. We'll talk about that also. You know, I'm a messenger. We talk about matters of the heart on Wednesdays and talk about what people live and want to talk about, right? I get a lot of ideas. You know, I cook up a lot of ideas and I would be lying, and I don't consider myself a liar. Well, who does, really? Some do. In regards to, hey, let's open, honest, let's talk open and honestly about subject matters. So, you know, making it work. Like I've stated the other week, for years, and I had some fun, successful relationships. You know, I can talk about, you know, what in hindsight, what I see didn't work dealing with my two marriages and other relationships and exclusive relationships I've been in and just dating, you know. But then from early on, I have always loved asking happy couples what's the secret to their successful relationships, to their marriages. Especially if the couple's been together 2 years or more, you know, or maybe even a year or more, but especially couples have been together like teen in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. But I always hear that it takes a lot of give and take. Back in my early 20s, I considered even writing a book about the subject matter of when I ask people answers and compiling the answers together into a book. But still today, happy couples can tell you that I do ask. I love to hear love stories, and I love to hear what makes it stick or what makes you, you know, get back together or whatever, you know. I think when you're done, you're done, but I think it's cool when couples come back together. Also, I think it's pretty cool and they can make it work. So that's what we're talking about. And didn't get a chance to really talk on where do singles meet and mingle during the summertime. You know, there's different places, and sometimes I guess it's like impromptu meetings, but where do people meet and mingle? At parties, at clubs, at social clubs, at events, at mixers. because mixers are so popular now, from dating to business mixers and professional mixers. You know, where do people get an opportunity to meet and so on? But again, I thank you for tuning in. Of course, my theme song for the since late 13 has been Prince and Third Eye Girl, Minister Cycle. Shouting out everybody that's in New Orleans. I headed to New Orleans for the Essence Festival. I know I had been planning to go, and I said I even would be wheelchaired into the Prince concert. But sadly, it looked like I'd be missing it. But I'm sure this is the beginning, I'm sure, of his dates of the Deep South. After knowing Prince, but yet not attending a Prince concert or meeting him in person, you know, this year probably be the year that I see a Prince concert. So either he'll return to New Orleans or come to Mississippi or I'll see him in Dallas, Texas, or whatever. But I'm shouting out because I know Friday night is going to be an awesome show and can't wait to hear about the more about the humanitarian project he and the initiative, what is it, Yes We Code? Want to definitely hear more about the Yes We Code initiative regarding educating disadvantaged youth regarding, you know, having access to computers and so on. So they're going to make like a big announcement. So most definitely looking forward to hearing about that. We've listened to Tom Jordan Morning Show, and he's like super excited about that. And I know this past weekend, Prince and Third Eye Girl had like this cool party at Paisley Park, and I know Apollonia returned to not to New Orleans either. Her character was from New Orleans. Returned to Minneapolis and performed at First Avenue. You know, Bobby Z had his third annual benefit, and so it just goes on and on. Oh man, but I can't wait to get some of those amazing artists and musicians on the show so we can really talk. You know, man, especially, man, I'm super excited. And Prince back with Warner Brothers, man. But I know the topic is not about Prince, but at Essence Festival, I know a couple of my friends aren't going to catch Prince, but they're going to catch Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie is like Sunday night, and other events are going to be amazing. But, you know, you never know. How many times have I ended up in New Orleans? I haven't been in New Orleans a long time, you all. But how many times have I ended up in New Orleans just last minute? Some of you know what I'm talking about to live in the region, and some of you that like to fly. You might be in New York and say, I'm going to New Orleans. You know, some of you might be listening and say, I'm not going to New Orleans. And then you decide, oh, tomorrow night I'm going to New Orleans. But that happens. But speaking of matters of the heart, one of my favorite couples is unbelievable that they have split, and that's Kendra Wilkinson and her husband. And on the basis that they allegedly have split on, that has really, like, what? You know, caught my attention. So I just had to mention that because I, you know, they're like one of my favorite couples, and I'm like, what? What? You know, so I'm like, man, isn't she expecting like a baby girl, or if she haven't had the baby yet? So I'm like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. You know, well, I won't say it's unbelievable. I always hear other people say, well, nothing shocks me. So stuff doesn't shock me. That's one of my favorite couples. I thought they were really like unbreakable. But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Cut the Shark and the Tan Reports, Image Mechanisms. We'll broadcast tonight at 7, and we will be continuing the discussion of athletes and fashion and also going in depth regarding Ryan Seacrest's new men's line with Macy's, which will be launching in August at selected Macy's and online. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's going to be launching like a week before Fashion Week or whatever. And then even Ryan will be hosting a fashion show on CBS, Fashion Rocks, also, so, wow, as if he doesn't have enough projects, but he seemed to have the right projects, but then, you know what, I wonder, he has learned and accomplished things through trial and error also, so, wow, you know, he's just amazing, but what I've seen of the line. I've posted some pictures on my Facebook page, and I posted some on my profile here at Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if they're appearing properly or not. I'm not seeing them, but I posted them, and they're on my profile where I edit my show and where I do pre-production and post-production and all that. But if you visit Macy's.com, or you visit RyanSeacrest.com, and they'll direct you. And then on Twitter, Distension is the name of the clothing line. You can follow Seacrest Style, and that's how you can stay up in the know regarding what's going on with his fashion line also. But again, thank you for tuning in to Medical Heart Culture Shock Entertainment Report. spent Third Eye Girl Minister Cycle. Wow. Again, part two from 2 weeks ago, Making It Work, Making It, in parentheses, Romantic Relationships Work, and Where Do Singles Meet and Mingle? You know, and then also singles like to meet and mingle with their married friends or friends who are coupled up also. So I think that would be good to also talk about, you know, where do we meet and mingle with our friends? Because a lot of times friends like to introduce us to their other single friends, right? So sometimes those are places where we meet and mingle with others when we get with our married friends and friends who are in relationships. But again, this episode was originally scheduled last Wednesday, and it is broadcasting right now and tonight. Image Mechanism, the broadcast on tonight at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I thank you so much for listening to the live broadcast and also to the archives, the previously recorded live broadcasts also, okay? Really, really appreciate it. I am thankful for effectively networking with you also online via what be Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, my blog sites like Tumblr, Blogger, also on Twitter, of course, and Instagram. I need to Instagram more. And also I need to do, I love Vine, but I need to make Vine videos. I need to get more into making videos. And I have a Ustream channel, YouTube channels. And of course, you know, I recast Lewis Howes had introduced me to Spreecasting when it was first created a couple of years ago. And so now Spreecast is just so awesome. And I have another podcast also on Springer.com. I haven't broadcasted in a while. So they've made a lot of changes also at Springer. And, of course, right here at BlogTalkRadio.com, always making awesome changes. We hope that you guys like it also. So a big shout out to Blog Talk Radio for the awesome support, the staff and the founders of blogtalkradio.com, because this is definitely an awesome online network, most definitely. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your loving support. I'm in the chat room also, by the way, but you feel free to call at 714-409-0614. And of course, Image Mechanisms has a different line also, okay, because it's a different broadcast. But again, thank you for your love and support. So it's more to talk about also than Kendra and her hubby, but they just caught me. I'm like, man, oh, man. But let's go ahead and talk, and after I play Okie Ricky.
I think I changed the world today in an extraordinary way. A million soldiers all around me look up at their fearless leader and they say, show us the way. I go to sleep amongst the clouds, resting my feet against the moon. I made this promise to an angel. I'm out conquering the stars. I'll be home. As
key. Miracles, honestly, is amazing. He was a guest on here like 2 years ago, and he told me earlier this year that he's looking forward to returning to the show to talk about God, his life, career, his music. He's a family guy, he's a married guy with a family and everything, and his music is so uplifting and so peaceful. And in my research and studying where do singles meet and mingle, you know, many of us just, you know, get out there and socialize and talk to your friends and so on. But then also in my research, online sites, cruises, things that I do in my research, hot cities like Philadelphia and L.A., you know, have certain spots and places that people should go and meet. Like in L.A., I'm looking at imovingtola.com, and ironically, a native Texan who lives in L.A. wrote this article, and her name is Meredith Holloway, and she's an L.A. local, and she's the senior editor at thescriptlab.com, and she says that in L.A., and, you know, really, that is something to think about. Think about your area. Generally, we can talk about where singles can meet and mingle successfully and productively, generally, but then also you know your areas or the area you'll be in the summertime, or even on your own trips, if it's a working vacay or for leisure. You know, it's good to, you know, look at, to me, check out the periodicals online and in print. Talk to people about, hey, where do people go? You might be familiar with some places also, but with I'm Moving to L.A., she recommends Melrose and Fairfax, coffee shops, you know, and that's like in any other city, and even church classes, like they're showing people at a cycling class, but then also there could be yoga class, acting classes, guitar classes, dance classes. I'm a class person. I take classes all the time. And I would say, you know, I'm a volunteer. You know, I volunteer for a few organizations, CARO, the Mississippi Republican Party, Susan G. Coleman, and so on. But then if you just, doing volunteer work, also not saying I've met anybody doing volunteering, but I'm just, That's just a way for people to meet people, friends or whatever. You know, sometimes it's just all about meeting friends and networking and effectively and all that. So that was from L.A. And I was checking out Philadelphia, and they have amazing hotspots where people can mingle. There's a website called, well, this is from my U.K. listeners and those that travel to the U.K., Singles Mingle. But again, for some reason, online sites are very popular, but what about people that like in-person activities, you know, also, and, you know, I guess there might be events going on in your community. You just have to have your ears and eyes open and tell people to let you know about things, and I guess, you know, there are single groups also in certain areas, and to try to find out what's going on. There's a site for Muslims called MuslimMingle.com. But there, wow. I see where even there's a website even for the LGBT community regarding Mingles Club. So it is just amazing. But many of you like to do things where you meet person offline, people offline also, and make friends with people. So it's to me, I'm saying just from my opinion, it's good to have a balance of, and you know your balance, what's right. You know, if it's like a half and half, or you meet more people online, or you meet people in person, and then you keep in touch with them online, and then you schedule, sometimes you can get with your single friends and schedule, hey, let's get together, let's start doing this and doing that and so on. I know me and some of my platonic friends, we talk about, hey, we should do this and we should do that, and let's just honestly, you know, do this. But this is just super amazing. Let's see. Yeah, there are just a slew of places. But I'm always seeing cruises. I've always wanted to go on a cruise. I won a cruise one time, and I didn't get a chance to go. But I'm singles, cruises and things like that keep coming up. And then you know what you like in sports and art. You know, go to, like, if it's not a, if you're not into classes, something that I personally like, and I tend are lectures. And I'm thinking now I should be at a lecture right now. but I'd rather be hosting my show and spending time with you guys. But there's an awesome lecture that's going on at the Mississippi History of Archives building. I went to an awesome meeting recently where a talented woman authored a book called Mississippi Entrepreneurs, and it was so amazing. And today there's supposed to be a film showing. Also, I don't have my notes right in front of me, but and every Wednesday there's always something going on amazing at the Mississippi History of Archives building in downtown Jackson near the fairgrounds. So if you're ever here for business or pleasure, you know, try to check out some places. Because this is definitely a historical city. And the same thing, you know, go if you're into museums, music events, and so on. Let's see. There's so much. There's the hot cities, and then the small towns are the big cities. I'm in a medium-sized city. Dallas is a large city. But even here in Jackson, I very often see mixers and stuff like that. And just amazing. Let's see, single sites, the type of single sites. Because that's what's hot and that's what's popular online. And so some of the hot online dating sites for 2014, you know, we talked about what was hot last year. And number one, Zeus, Match.com is number two. eHarmony is number three. 4HourTime.com. Plenty of Fish, number five. Christian Mingles is number six. BlackPeopleMeet.com. Loveaholics, younger singles looking for no strings attached fun. Professional singles over 40. I fall into that category. Successful sincere singles looking for real relationships. I mean, I'm legally married, but I'm romantically single. Can't wait to be finally legally single. Then there's How About We? I like How About We. I have the app, and I like How About We. I am on How About We. But I think I got a profile on Match.com, eHarmony. I'm on a lot of these sites for research for the show. But the first site that I had joined was, I think, BlackSingles.com. And then I'm on BlackCelibacy.com. And so every once in a while I update those. And I know I'm on Zeus, that's on my Facebook page, but How About We? I really dig that that app and the way that it works and functions. But again, Zeus is number one, the fastest growing active user base in the U.S. Then there's Match.com, immense and diverse user base. And eHarmony, large user base seeking committed relationships. Then there's Our Time for singles over 50. And Plenty of Fish, renowned for its innovative compatibility testing. Christian Mingles, lively community of devoted Christian singles. BlackPeopleMeet.com, geared towards African-American singles. Loveaholics, younger singles looking for no strings attached fun. And Successful Sincere Singles looking for real relationships is where you will find what you would find when you join Professional Singles over 40. And then there's How About We, which is, I really dig it, for the 25 and older educated single fun-loving casual daters. And the bottom line, they say Zeus is best matchmaking. Match is offers the most matches and best search tools. And then eHarmony places a strong emphasis on creating long-lasting relationships. Singles over 50, fantastic place for serious daters over 50. Plenty of Fish, over 80 million daters use POF's advanced matchmaking technology. Christian Mingles, for Christian-seeking singles with similar values. Black People Meet, a fantastic site for African-American people to connect. Loveaholics, people seeking exciting adventures are well-served here. And Professional Singles over 40 is considered for singles 40 and over looking for professional matchmaking. And how about we emphasis on landing that first date? Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, though. So those are the top 10 best single sites, a little different than the ones that we talked about last year around this time, right? Also, so super amazing. I like talking to some of my friends who are members and active members of different sites also. And then you go from there if you click online and then go on that first date. I've never done that. Now, I have seen friends that I know on How About We, friends that I know. I'm like, I know that guy. You know, some of you are listening and you know I know that. You probably say, I know her. So, you know, but, yeah, it's pretty awesome. I mean, it's just awesome. Life is awesome, you know, getting out there. And, you know, we talk about how, you know, we have to build that, you know, get back. You know, even some married couples got to get back, get that spark back and get back out there. Get back, you know, to doing things or start doing certain things. Not just during the summertime, but throughout the year. You know, there's always something different to do. But summertime is a fun time. I love summer. Some people do not. Even if you're not a fan of summer, there are some fun things to really do and moments to cherish during the summertime month. On Friday, I'm broadcasting again here, the next broadcast. Well, I might be broadcasting tomorrow here. You know, I love talking about Avon. And so I might be talking about Avon tomorrow. I think I am going to schedule that show. But on Friday, most definitely, already scheduled, already on the schedule, you know, and you look at the profile. We'll be talking about the 4th of July. You know, we're celebrating America, red, white, and blue. And so being a history buff I am and love profiling subject matters, you know, of course we'll continue on talking about the history of 4th of July and playing patriotic music also. So happy birthday, America. So it should be fun on Friday morning, also right here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. So, I'm super excited. Man, it's July next month. Fall premiere. Yeah, I've been talking about the fall. Well, the August premiere of Dallas. August the 18th. Oh, my God. Cannot wait because that cliffhanger was just too much. Big shout out to Adam Rodriguez and his cast also regarding the premiere of Reckless. My Comcast cable has been acting nuts. So I've been doing whatever I could to, like, network and see what's going on and all that. So I miss seeing the broadcast on Sunday night of Reckless, but looking forward to catching up on it. So congratulations. Glad to see him back on Primetime TV. How I miss Eric Delco and Caruso and the team from CSI Miami, but seems like Reckless is going to be awesome. And so I'm hoping that we see it not only this season, but next season and many other seasons afterwards. So with me bringing up Dallas, I keep Dallas theme on my playlist because I'm super excited. I love Dallas. I've loved the TV show since I was a kid. I just love the storylines, love everything. So I'm going to play Dallas. And can't wait to talk about athletes and fashion tonight during Image Mechanisms broadcast and also Ryan Seacrest and other stories also. Man, I have a lot to talk about, and I know you do too, so please call and please chat, okay? Thank you, because you sure network with me a lot, effectively, so I'm looking forward to talking with you. Thank you, and God bless.
Okay, and the time.